Episode 176.
Late Night Internet Marketing.
This week on the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast, I fulfill the promise that I made from the main stage at FlynnCon just a week ago. At that time, I said I would deliver an episode talking about the kind of secrets, hacks, and tips that you can use to help you survive having a business on the side. Side hustle secrets for part-time entrepreneurs. All this and more on the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
The Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
You've been working for somebody else, but you want a business to run yourself. You want to know how to start and where to begin. Can you get out your comfort zone, my friend? Yes, you can do it right when it's late at night. At the end of the day, your dreams burning inside. So keep it up and you will find that you're building your business one night at a time.
And now, broadcasting late at night from a little studio in the big state of Texas, your host, Mark Mason.
Hey, 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 how is everyone doing? I am Mark Mason, and this is the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast coming to you live from the little studio in Dallas, Texas. Actually, unless you're listening to me somehow right now, it's not live. It's pre-recorded. It's a podcast, but hey, it's all good. You know what I mean? And I'm really happy to be with you wherever you are, in the gym, in the car, in the bathtub, whatever you got going on. I'm happy to be with you right now. Last week at FlynnCon, I was on the main stage with Pat, and I was talking about what I do in order to get it all done, because I have a day job, I have a family, I coach baseball, and by all appearances, I'm just, you know, juggling 1,000 balls and never dropping any. That's absolutely not true, by the way. We're going to get into that. But, you know, the question is, how do you do that when you're a person who has so many commitments? How do you move forward with an internet business on a regular basis and make consistent progress? What are the tricks? Give me some tips. That was the kind of thing that we talked about from the main stage at FlynnCon 1. So what I thought I would do for this episode to fulfill that promise that I made that I would come out with this episode for those people, it's really for everybody, but that was where the idea came from. I wanted to cover three topics that are important, and they overlap, but there's, I think, three big ideas or categories of ideas that you need to be thinking about whenever you're trying to decide what works for you as a side hustler. I wanted to deliver some ideas about mindset, the kind of mindset that you need to have to be successful as a side hustling entrepreneur. I wanted to give you some key tips that I've learned over the years that you can apply. They have something to do with mindset, but they're how you reduce the mindset to practice. And I wanted to give you some lessons learned or things to avoid when you're working on your side hustle so that you have a better chance of being successful at moving your business forward part-time. So without further ado, let's get into it. So here's the very first thing, and I think this is really important as it goes to mindset, and I want you to hear me if you are just now thinking about starting a business online. There is no such thing as easy money. These ads that you see where people are working for 2 hours a week and living on a beach, driving a Ferrari and that sort of stuff, that's not real. I mean, it happens occasionally, apparently. I've never met someone like this, but I'm told that occasionally someone will be exactly in the right place at the right time and they will have crazy success. But everyone that I know that's wildly successful for their business, whether they've started it part-time, they've been full-time, whatever it is, they have put in a tremendous amount of effort. Now, don't misunderstand me. I am not saying, and I don't want you to have the mindset that you can only make money if you work crazy hard, and that the harder you work, the more money you make. That's a whole different mindset problem. You can work smart and deliver massive value and get paid a lot of money. It's not that harder work equals more money. It's that nothing is for free. So if you're expecting to go from a job where you're working hard, a brick and mortar job, to online business because somehow it's just super easy and it's free money, that's the wrong attitude. And what that leads to, if you have that mindset, is you'll get disappointed and you'll quit. You won't realize your dream of having an online business because you will see that it's actual work. You won't be prepared for that, and then you'll quit. And I don't want that to happen to you. So expect to have to put in work because there's no such thing as easy money, contrary to what you read in all of these online sales letters. Now, related to that is the second thing, the second mindset thing. And I think if you remember this second thing all the time with everything that you do, this will help you tremendously be successful and move forward. And that is this: you must create value to derive money from your business. You must create value. Something for nothing is not a thing. That's a little bit about what we talked about in the last tip. But if you want to make serious money, as Jocelyn Sam says over at Flipped Lifestyle, you have to solve a serious problem. If you want to make serious money, you have to solve a serious problem. She said that to me. Actually, Shane told me about that. Shane Sams told me about that last weekend. That phrase has stuck with me for the last week and a half because it's something that I have always believed but never said that eloquently. If you want to make serious money, you have to solve a serious problem. So whatever you do in your business, whether it's recording a podcast episode, creating a landing page for an opt-in, offering a product, whatever it is that you're doing, dealing face-to-face with a customer, you need to have the mindset that you are creating value for that interaction. You need to be serving that person first, as Pat Flynn would say. And so that is a very important mindset for the side hustle entrepreneur, because you don't have all that much time to touch your customers. By definition, you have to be efficient with your value creation. So every time you get an opportunity to create value, you need to do that. And I guess the flip of that is, if you're doing something that doesn't create value, or you're doing something to extract value from your customer, you've probably got it wrong. The third thing that I want to tell you with regard to mindset is you've got to be absolutely clear on why you're building your business. And I will tell you that I believe there's two kinds of motivation, two kinds of reasons why you might be doing something. One is what we call moving away from motivation, where you're trying to get away from your day job, you're trying to fix whatever's wrong in your life, you're trying to solve some sort of problem that you have by creating this new side hustle. Those are moving away from motivations where you're imagining being free of some burden, like an awful job that you hate. Those are good motivations, but the even better motivations are motivations where you're creating something because it's something you really, really want. You're imagining yourself driving that new car, or better yet, getting those emails from people about how much you helped them, or getting the transformation, seeing the transformation in your clients, whatever transformation you're offering them. You want to get very clear on why you're doing what you're doing. Maybe you're doing what you're doing because you're trying to pay medical bills that your children are accruing because they have some special need. Whatever it is, you need to be clear on why you're doing what you're doing. And the reason is, part-time entrepreneurship requires focus, which needs motivation constantly over a long period of time, and it requires some self-discipline to overcome the obstacles that you're going to hit. And it's a lot easier just to bail out and go watch TV unless you're clear on why you're doing what you're doing. My fourth tip with regard to mindset is to make sure, and it's related to this why thing, make sure you've got a big dream, something that is highly motivational. When you imagine that you're going to be, you know, sitting on a beach and driving a Ferrari, or whatever your dream is that fits with your why, make sure that you're spending some time visualizing that dream. Dream big and think about that. Some people that I know make vision boards that have images from whatever it is that they're doing. You can easily do that with Pinterest. You can pin up things that are relevant to you, take a screenshot of that Pinterest board and put it on the background of your computer. There are all kinds of tips and tricks and hacks that people use to keep the vision of what it is that they're trying to achieve, sort of the end state, if you will, for their side hustle in front of them, because that can be highly motivational. And that's a great hack for part-time entrepreneurs, not only to keep you motivated, but to keep you focused and moving in the right direction. Because when you see that in front of you, you can always be asking the question, is the thing I'm about to do moving me towards that vision? Is checking Facebook really moving me towards that vision, or should I be working on that product or landing page? If you've got that big dream in front of you, you can always be reminded to ask that question. And so the next tip is sort of the exact opposite of that, not really opposite, but the corollary to that. When you're dreaming big, I want you to execute small. You want to take small steps, break down the thing that you're going to do into small bite-sized chunks. Yes, you want to launch a course that makes $100,000 a year for you all by itself, but before you do that, what's the next step you need to do? Well, we need to decide what the course is going to be about. We need to outline the course. We need to plan each module. And so maybe today my task is to do the research that I need to do to plan module one of the course. Maybe that's the small task that I need to execute, and maybe I'm going to execute that today before I go to bed. That's my goal, is to execute that one thing. I have this big dream, and I'm going to help people with this amazing transformation, and I'm going to change lives. That's my big dream. But the small thing that I have to work on today is outlining that first module. I've got to execute small. This is a really important kind of distinction, because what I see a lot of times is people do okay with the dream big part, but they never come down off that big dream. And so they've got this overwhelmingly huge idea, and they don't really know what to do next. You need to know what to do next. Another thing that I recommend, because I see so much success when this happens, is when you're working on your side hustle, leverage your interests, especially if you haven't decided exactly what it is that you're doing. If you can work out a way where you see your side hustle as a cash flow positive hobby. And I hate to use the word hobby, but I don't mean that you're not serious about it. I mean that it's so fun for you that you do it because you want to, that use of the word hobby. If you see it that way, then you are going to be motivated to work through the tough times, the down times, the difficult situations. I like to say it's good if you can fall in love with the problem that you're solving. If you're so excited about this problem that you're working on, that you can't wait to get to a coffee shop and tell people about the progress that you're making helping people, you're in a really good spot. So if you can leverage something that you're either interested in or want to know more about, that is a really exciting way to go. Because for the part-time entrepreneur, it's a lot easier to stay motivated, stay on task, and keep going if you're doing something that you're interested in. And then finally, with regard to mindset, let me just say that this whole side hustle thing is a marathon, not a sprint. So don't exhaust yourself. Don't burn out. Be careful about going too hard and too fast. I'm not saying that you shouldn't be aggressive. Just don't not sleep for a month and then wonder why you can't stand to work on your business. It's because your business, especially when it's a side hustle, is a marathon and not a sprint. So be sure and pace yourself. Look, if I told you that 1 year from now, you'd be able to achieve all of your business goals, I think most of us would be perfectly happy with that. But when you're sitting there every day thinking, oh my God, this is going to take a year, that seems like such a long time. You've got to maintain sort of a big picture approach here and make sure that you understand that you're in this for the long haul. And it's okay if something takes you more than a few weeks to resolve. Well, now with mindset out of the way, there's some tips that I wanted to deliver to you with regard to side hustling. And one of them is just a practical implementation of goals and achieve them. You need to have this big dream, and underneath that big dream, you need to have a long-term plan. And the way I like to think about this is, I kind of have an idea, more than an idea, I kind of have written down what I want to accomplish in the next 3 to 5 years and this year. Those are annual goals, but even those are too big to really attack. Those fall in the category of the big dream, but what am I going to do next? If I want to get all the way down to that level, like we were talking about above, what's my practical way to do that? And what I do is I break things down into quarters. So what are my goals for this 12-week period? Because 12 weeks is kind of a manageable thing. And if I can imagine that if I have a goal of doing a thing in 12 weeks, it's pretty straightforward for me to imagine the 12 major steps that I need to take forward, one per week, that I can take. And if I take those 12 steps, I'll achieve this goal for the quarter. And once I know what I need to do this week, it's really easy for me to break that down into what I need to do today and tomorrow and Tuesday, if you will, to get that done. And I can actually start writing those things down. Now, the tool that I personally use to do that is Michael Hyatt's Full Focus Planner. Michael's written a lot about this topic, and I think having annual goals, breaking them down into quarters, and then executing them on a 12-week basis using Michael Hyatt's planner is outstanding. But you don't have to use his planner. You can use a blank piece of paper, and I recommend you read a book called The 12-Week Year. That will help you get this kind of thing done. Break your life down into three-month chunks and go execute. That's a really good idea. Second key tip with regard to actual practical implementation is make sure you have a mentor or two, but not too many mentors. You need to find someone who's doing what you want to do, and you need to follow their advice. Pay for training, take a course, find someone you know that's successful, and get that done. For example, if you want to write an online course, just go buy Amy Porterfield's course or someone like that. Buy their course, execute the steps, and that's the fastest way for you to be successful with someone as a mentor. That's definitely my recommendation. And anytime I've gotten anything done, it's always been because I was following in the footsteps of someone who came before me and was mentoring me either directly or indirectly through some kind of online course. And that tip of mentorship goes hand in hand with investment. Make sure that you invest in yourself. I'm not saying that you should go out and spend all the money that you have on online products and courses and things like that. But whatever it is that you want to do, be, or become, you're going to need to invest in yourself for that journey. It's very unlikely, and it would be very unusual for you to be able to build something without making some investment, whether it's a brick and mortar building or an online business. So expect to make some investment in yourself, and that will last you for the lifetime of your business. The more you learn, the more efficient you're going to become, the faster you'll get to profit with your business. Having said that, Pat talks about, he and I learned this at the same time from a guy named Jeremy Franson, just-in-time learning. So don't go investing in all of these things that you might need someday. Invest in learning either time or money or both. Invest in learning the things that you need or the tools that you need to do the task at hand. If you are working on starting your list and you're trying to build a lead magnet, there's absolutely no reason for you to be off learning about membership software or something like that. You're working on the task at hand. Make sure whatever investments you make are focused on what you're currently trying to do. The next tip with regard to actual execution is to take massive and repeated action. And I want to emphasize the repeated part. One of the things I tell part-time entrepreneurs is that you need to do something every day to move your business forward. Don't let a day go by, literally not a single day, where you don't at least take some action, even if you can only spend 20 minutes, kind of a Pomodoro-sized chunk, working on the next thing. And I don't mean checking Facebook. I mean actually doing something. That will have two amazing effects. Every day you want to do something. One is, and I think this is actually the most important one, this keeps your business top of mind and allows you to stay focused from a psychological perspective on your business. This results in all kinds of good things, but one of the major good things that this results in is actually your subconscious mind offering up new ideas and ways to solve problems. There's some really good science around this idea that your brain works on whatever problems it's presented. And if you're constantly filling your brain up every day with ideas and challenges and opportunities in your business, you're going to have those great ideas in the shower and when you're brushing your teeth. Those are coming from your subconscious mind. It's surfacing them into your conscious mind, those things where you wake up in the middle of the night and you go, oh, I got to do that. And you write it down and go back to sleep. If you're working every day on your business, you're going to have those. That's one thing. The second thing that working every day, having that massive repeated action, a little something every day does for you, is you will be shocked, stunned, and amazed at how that accumulates. If you do a little bit on your business every day, that work will accumulate over time, and you'll look back 6 months from now and be stunned at how much progress you will make compared to someone who is working on their business sporadically. It is just unbelievable the amount that you can accomplish by just working a little bit every day. And then finally, once you have that consistency, I want to tell you that if you take the mindset tips that I gave you and you combine them with this one, a lot of times, if you get that first 20 minutes going, you'll get excited about what you're doing, and that 20 minutes will turn into an hour or two. And that's when you can start to get really massive leverage, and you'll be looking at the clock late at night going, wow, I really need to get to bed because I need sleep. But you'll be so excited about what you're doing and how you're helping people and what you're building that you'll just push forward, forward, forward because you're so excited. That's a great place to be, but you can't be there if you're not showing up every day to start that action, to sit down at your desk in the place that you are, wherever you choose to work, at the kitchen table or whatever, and actually doing the work, being present so that you can feel that. That's why I want you to take massive repeated action and do something every day on your business. And then the last thing I would say with regard to key tips is to have a schedule and protect it, and particularly schedule appointments with yourself. So if you're going to record a podcast at 7 a.m. in the morning on Saturday, write that down on your calendar, set your alarm, get up and go do the thing, have integrity with yourself and keep the appointment that you make with yourself and develop that habit. And things will happen that, you know, something happens and the building catches on fire and you can't make that appointment. Move that appointment, reschedule it just like you would if you were making an appointment with someone like your doctor who you want to keep. And in fact, that's a tip that I hear all the time, is to treat your appointments with yourself, with your business, treat those like airplane flights or doctor's appointments. You know, we don't miss airplane flights. Some of us miss our doctor's appointments, but typically we take our doctor's appointments very seriously. We don't miss those. And so treat your appointments with yourself for your business. First of all, make them, but secondly, treat them like you have to be there, like it's an airplane flight. Okay, so that gets us into our last section, things to avoid when you're a side hustler and you are trying to get everything worked out. What are some common mistakes or things to avoid? First thing is, if you've got a day job and you're trying to do a side hustle, for those of you that are old enough to remember Ghostbusters, don't cross the beams. Don't work on your side hustle during your day job. Don't steal from your day job. Put yourself in the shoes of your prospective employer. If you had an employee and you caught them at work using your resources, time and money and energy and mind share, if they were using that to work on something else, what would you do? You'd probably fire them. So don't get upset if your employer doesn't want you working on your side hustle at your day job. You should not be doing that. Don't do that. Don't cross the beams. And don't even give the appearance of crossing the beams, because you don't want to send the wrong message to your employer. Look, instead of viewing your day job as something that is awful that you have to go to every day until you get this side hustle thing figured out, have the mindset that your day job is wonderful because it allows you the flexibility and the time and the runway and the space and the money to work on your side hustle until it gets big enough so it replaces your day job. See, your day job is not a bad thing right now. It's a good thing. It's the thing that's paying the light bill while you work on your side hustle. Don't get confused about that, and don't steal from your employer. Very important. Look out, the second tip here in the things to avoid section, look out for shiny object syndrome. And I tell you, you know, this can have two problems. One is you get distracted easily. So some new, let's say, video creation software comes out where you can make video ads easily just by putting in a transcript, and automatic video comes in based on the words that you type, and you get these amazing sales videos. Let's say that's the product that comes in your inbox. But let's also say that right now you're not making videos. You have no need for videos. You're not doing a promotion. There's no reason for you to need that at all. Why in the world are you even looking at that? Stay away from bright, shiny objects. The other kind of shiny objects that you'll see besides tools are new business opportunities. Maybe you're working on affiliate marketing and all of a sudden you see this big promotion from someone that you've heard of before about Amazon wholesale FBA. And you're like, oh, maybe I should try that. All that's doing is undermining your resolve to do the thing you need to do and distracting you. So stay away from bright, shiny objects. There's a tip that I heard years and years and years ago regarding this. In addition to the distraction, you can go broke buying all these things. So that's another problem. One tip that I heard is keep your wallet in your pocket unless it's Friday. Don't ever buy anything. If something shows up in your inbox and you're considering buying it because there's a promotion or whatever, don't buy anything until Friday. If it's Tuesday and you see this thing, follow the Friday rule and put that away. Chances are by the time Friday gets around, you'll realize that you don't need it. You will have forgotten about it and you won't buy it at all. And people always say to me, well, Mark, what if the sale's over by Friday? Well, you know, maybe that's going to happen once in a blue moon that you're going to learn about a promotion and it ends on Thursday and you're going to miss out and it's something that you really need. That happens so infrequently. I would just go ahead and apply the Friday rule. Just keep your wallet in your pocket unless it's Friday. That will help you a lot with shiny object syndrome. Okay, so my next tip, and it's a little related to shiny object syndrome, is don't overextend yourself financially. I see this so many times. People are so busy buying bright, shiny objects and courses and all this stuff that all of a sudden they've got all these credit card bills and they're under a lot of pressure to create profit in their business quickly, and that's not working out for them, and it causes them to make the wrong decisions. They don't get to play the long game anymore. They're worried about making money next week so they can pay their credit card bills, and it creates a big mess. So make sure that you don't spend money too quickly or get too far in debt with your side hustle business. One way to think about this is a book by Mike Malkowitz, I'm not sure how to say his last name, called Profit First. And what Profit First says is normally we think about expenses in a business as being on the left-hand side of the profit equation. We say that, you know, our sales or our revenue minus our expenses equals our profit. And the problem with that mindset is it suggests that expenses are a thing that's a gift that's given to you, something that happens to you. It's on the left-hand side of the equation. It's a quantity that is given to you as part of the problem. What this guy says is, now you need to flip the script and you need to say that something along the lines that revenue or sales, the amount of money you take in minus your profit equals the expenses that you have, the money that you have that you're able to go spend. It's kind of a budgeting idea for expenses. And that's a really powerful idea, and I recommend that book. It's called Profit First, and I'll link to that in the show notes. Don't overextend yourself financially. That's the point. Very important. Another tip, a mistake that I see people make is, I want you to avoid businesses that don't scale. Now, it's okay at first if you're doing something to get started that doesn't scale very well. The best example is consulting. But if you're consulting, the problem you run into, eventually there's only 24 hours in the day. And if you've got your schedule full with clients, you have no way to scale that time. And yeah, you can raise your price, and that's a good way to scale a consulting business. But there's only one you're the consultant. That's going to be a hard business to scale. The flip of that would be to, instead of consulting or in addition to consulting, create courses that teach some or all of the same material that you're teaching as a consultant. Develop online courses, because those you can sell in mass. You can help more than just 20 or 30 people. You can sell that to 20 or 30,000 people. And so make sure that when you're planning your business, you stay out of things that don't scale very well. Another thing that I see people doing that doesn't scale very well are Etsy businesses. They're hand creating something awesome. But the fact of the matter is, unless they open a factory in China to create this awesome thing, that's not going to scale very well once the orders get above more than a couple of dozen of these things a week. I want also give you the tip that I want you to not quit your day job too soon. And there's two kinds of quitting, okay? One kind of quitting is actually quitting. don't quit it too soon, because as we mentioned before, that's the money that's allowing you to the opportunity to run your side hustle business the way you want. You're not having to make decisions based on generating revenue. And sometimes that can be very powerful, because sometimes you'll find that people who are desperate to make money will not make the best decisions with regard to their customers. And so that's a really powerful thing. So don't quit too soon, but also don't quit mentally on your day job too soon. Another thing that I see side hustle entrepreneurs do is they get so mentally wrapped up in their side hustle business, it's all they can think of, and their performance in their day job starts to go down and they get fired. Don't be that guy, because that's going to put you in that same difficult situation. Another tip for side hustlers and how to get things done well is don't mix your money. Now, this doesn't seem like a getting things done tip, but I will tell you it is, because if you really want to be in control of your business from the very start and be as efficient as possible in getting something done, you need to make sure that you are not caught up in an IRS audit, working hard to untangle your taxes every year and creating all this extra work because you don't have good financial record-keeping discipline. So this financial tidiness, while it doesn't really sound like something that's important for side hustlers to do to get things done, it is, because side hustlers often take the shortcut of not worrying about keeping their money separate. I want you to have a business checking account, and I want you to run all business expenses and all business income through that business checking account, and don't ever cross the beams with regard to finances. It just makes your business simple. It makes growing it simple. In the future, when it's time to grow, it'll be easy to do. And when it comes to tax time, it will not be confusing. And when you're eventually audited by the IRS, which oftentimes you will be, it makes it really easy to provide all the documentation that's needed to the IRS, where they can see, yep, this is a real business. This person is actually spending money on their business. And related to that, mixing your money, the last thing I'll say just on this topic for side hustlers, a tip that has to do with efficiently growing your business as well, is along with profit first, make sure you're setting aside money for taxes. A lot of people learn this the hard way. I would recommend that you set about half of your revenue aside for taxes. And then after you pay taxes, if there's money left, you can keep it. But if you make a dollar, I'd put 50 cents aside in a separate account to pay those taxes when the time comes. That's really important for side hustlers, and is another thing that can derail a side hustle business, because a lot of times, as I mentioned before, side hustlers aren't really paying attention to managing their finances of their business, the cash flow and so forth, because it's extra work, and taxes are another really great example of that. So that's just another not often heard of tip with regard to this topic, but I promise you, if you get off in that quagmire of having an unexpected huge tax bill or running out of money or creating these financial problems, it will take away from your ability to focus on your side hustle. So those are my side hustle tips for part-timers. I want you to have the right mindset by doing things like getting clear on your why and dreaming big but executing small. I want you to have that mindset. I want you to set goals based on that big dream and work hard to achieve them using techniques like the Full Focus Planner and stuff that's taught in the 12-week year book. I think that's really great. I want you to do something about your business every day, and I want you to avoid all the mistakes that many of us have made. Don't work on your day job at work. Don't be distracted by shiny objects, and don't mess up your finances in your business. These are all recommendations that will help you be successful with your part-time internet business. I hope this has been helpful for you. I cannot wait to talk to you next week. I'll be back on the mic next Thursday. I'm looking forward to talking to you then. If you've got some feedback about this, about how it was helpful, about stuff that you would like to hear from the show, just drop me a line at feedback@latenightim.com. I try and do a pretty good job of replying to each and every email that I get. Even if you just want to email me and say, hey, it's going great, or hey, I don't like your audio, or hey, you look funny when you talk, or whatever you want to say, I'd love to hear from you. Give me a shout out at feedback@latenightim.com. Tell me what's going on, how I can help you, what kind of show topics you'd like to hear, and I'll be in touch. Until then, until next week, Go crush it. Work on your business every day. Follow these tips and you will find success. Ciao.
You can do it right when it's late at night.
You've been listening to the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
Be sure to visit latenightpodcast.com today to leave feedback for Mark. Download special bonus content, access the show notes, and more. See you there.
Until then, go and make some great progress on your internet business. One night at a time.
One night at a time.
So I had a funny, embarrassing thing happen to me the other day. So I'm one of these guys that you see periodically that will pay for the Starbucks coffee of the person in line behind me. And I particularly do this in the drive-thru because I love the idea of being completely gone and unrecognizable by the time the person in the car behind me gets up to the window. I'm already gone. So you can imagine the person says, oh, the guy in front of you paid, and they look up and I'm just totally gone. They don't even know what kind of car was in front of them by that point. So I do this and I do it in full view of my children oftentimes because I'm trying to teach them this kind of pay forward, serve first mentality and generosity and all this kind of stuff and random acts of kindness, all of that. We try to do all of that. I'm not saying we're good at it. I'm just saying that's one of the things I'm trying to do. So I roll up into Starbucks and I'm like, okay, so Zach and I are headed out to a baseball game that he's playing in. And our tradition is we have to be there an hour before the baseball game for batting practice. Sometimes the baseball game is an hour away. And so we leave at least 15 or 30 minutes ahead of that even so that we can go through Starbucks and we have a special baseball playlist that we listen to on Apple Music. And we have our music that includes a bunch of Led Zeppelin and all kinds of classic rock and stuff that he's discovering. So we have this whole routine. So we roll up to Starbucks and I decide, okay, this is a day I'm going to pay for the coffee behind me. So I roll down my window. Zach and I are getting, I'm getting a giant coffee. It's really early in the morning. I'm getting a giant coffee. And Zach is getting a vanilla bean frappuccino and a sandwich because he's not going to eat again for, you know, until lunchtime. And he's got to go play baseball. So we get this breakfast sandwich and I hand the lady $40. And I say, and I'd like to pay for the guy behind me. So she goes away for a minute. And, you know, usually the guy behind me is doing something similar. He's getting a couple of cups of coffee. And so sometimes it's $20 and I don't worry about that. She comes back and she's like, I'm sorry, sir. The guy behind you, are you sure you want to do that? The guy behind you's tab is $55. I'm like, oh my gosh, I didn't even have $55 on me. So I had to kind of embarrassingly say, oh no, sorry. I guess I'll have to try again next time with somebody. And she laughed because I guess this is a thing. I've talked to the baristas before. People do this. I'm not the only one. And Starbucks apparently is a pretty common place where this is done. So that was my embarrassing moment. Zach and I laughed about it all the way to the game.
Late night internet marketing.
Hey, it's Mark again. I wanted to tell you one more time about this absolutely free resource that I have for helping people who are trying to get the big picture for internet marketing actually get started and understand what all their choices are. If that's not you, there's no more content. You can skip to the end. But if you're someone who came to this podcast because you're searching for how to get started online and you just can't cut through all the noise, I get it. That was me. In 2007, when I was trying to get started, there were so many people throwing offers at me that I really couldn't even understand what all the different business models were. I couldn't understand how money moved around on the internet. And I couldn't really get a grip on what direction I wanted to go in so I could figure out how to move forward. I've created a free video resource for you just for that purpose at latenightim.com/explain. in several short videos, I just explained to you what internet marketing is all about and what online business is all about and the different options that you have for starting an online business. There's nothing to buy there. You just sign up for access and you get the videos just like that. So if that's interesting to you, or if you know someone who's in a same situation, send them that link, latenightim.com/explain. And let me know what you think. I'd love to hear what people are thinking that are in the exact same position that I was in more than a decade ago in 2007. In some ways, it seems like yesterday. And in some ways, it seems like an entire lifetime ago. Again, that's latenightim.com/explain.
Late night internet marketing.